Prayer to Arunachala Ramana by Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, founder of Arunachala Ashrama in New York and Nova Scotia, was ever absorbed in the grace of his guru, Sri Ramana Maharishi. Words of praise and surrender poured forth in an ever-flowing, seemingly endless torrent of joy, regardless of time and place. These writings continue to inspire and guide devotees to the holy feet of Arunachala Ramana, while granting solace to those who too undergo worldly trials and tribulations while treading this sacred mountain path. The following prayer to Sri Ramana was written during one of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata's visits to Sri Ramanashrama. O Lord Arunachala Ramana, thou art ever abiding in the cavity of the lotus of my heart and commanding me to do nothing except remember thee unceasingly with each and every expiration and inhalation of my breath, and realize thee once and for all. Whatever there is in the universe is soaked and saturated, permeated and pervaded and filled with thee, and there is nothing else for me to do but to drink deep in the ocean of being, consciousness and bliss that thou art for mankind. This much I do realize, that unceasing inherence in Sri Arunachala Ramana Parameshwara, with devotion, dedication, submission, surrender, love and affection, must remain the focal point of my earthly sojourn, and with thy infinity grace, mercy, compassion and kindness, I must cling to the self, nothing but the self, in the innermost recesses of my heart, and rise above the din and bustle of this phenomenal existence. There is not the least shadow of doubt in my mind that thou ever holdeth me by the hand, guided my life, lighted my path, and carried me onward to the holy hill of the holy beacon light, Ramana. With eyes closed, I sit here in the Kotak house of Sri Ramanashrama and find myself absorbed in Sri Arunachala. Day and night, my heart is filled with thy glorious and gracious presence, and how I would like to do nothing but remain merged in thy lotus feet once and for all, Bhagavan. With each and every exhalation and inhalation of my breath, I find my life melted and merged in thy unique and direct path of practice of self-inquiry of who am I, whence am I, and this is the destination for which thou hast brought me in to this creation of animate and inanimate beings, Arunachala. No sooner do I close my eyes, I am absorbed in the holy hill of the holy beacon light. The time has now come that thou taketh from me the work of resounding and reverberating the 10 directions of the globe with Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Ki Jai. Sri Arunachala Shiva Sadguru Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Ki Jai. And Sachidananda Ramana Dakshinamurti Shiva Arunagiri Parameshwara Ki Jai. Thou ever abideth in my heart, Arunachala. The moment thou shone within my heart lotus as Bhagavan Sri Arunachala Shiva Ramana Maharishi, thou made me thy own. Since then, thou hast always been flooding my life with thy power and glory, and there is nothing else for me to do but devote and dedicate every second of my earthly existence to the complete and total inherence in the self, in the heart cave. In the midst of thy deluding potency, thou ever reminded me not to lose sight of the goal for which this body has been given to me. With thy infinite grace and mercy, I have ever been striving strenuously to hold thy flag higher and higher in the world, so that I could prove to be the worthy son, server, and servitor of the silent sage of Sri Arunachala Hill. At this hour, early dawn, I find myself absorbed in the self, in the cave of the lotus of my heart, and beg and beseech thee to shower thy infinite grace, mercy, love, and affection on me, and make me thy own forever. Lord Arunachala, how could I ever describe thy power and glory with my limited capacity of expression, when the Vedas and Upanishads could not do so, and retired with the cryptic statement of Neti, Neti, not this, not this. May I ever abide in thee, O Sri Ramanarpanam Astu. October 7, 1982, Sri Ramanashramam, South India.